my guest tonight to talk about the issues in the Middle East. And as you know, this is something that we have started, and it's not going away anytime soon. The situation in Iraq is getting really scary, I can say. And gradually, the administration is also coming to the realization to admit that the situation is not in our favor at all. We haven't been successful in stabilizing the country. We haven't been able to bring, at least, regardless of what the three dimensions that first was proposed, the weapons of mass destruction, the relation between regime in Iraq and terrorism, and now even bringing democracy into Iraq is under question. And the reports that comes out of Baghdad by independent reporters and even reporters of mainstream media, like Wall Street Journal, had the reporter Farnaz Fasihi, who has been working there for a long period of time. She's now distributing her personal observation of situation and the on internet and email. And she confirmed that, in fact, this is her writing and her observation and narrates the situation. So without further ado, I would like to introduce to you Professor Akbar Mahdi, who is a professor of sociology at Department of Sociology and Anthropology at Ohio Wesleyan University, a very good friend of mine, and I have had the pleasure to have him on Voices of the Middle East a few times in the past. And let me welcome Akbar.
Thank you. Thank you for inviting me, and it's a pleasure to be with you again on this important night.
So let's start with in your opinion, how do you see, first of all, the debate going? I know I forced you not to see it, and you have to record it.
I have to confess the TV is on, but okay. I have put it on mute, and therefore I could see. But the problem is also that this year, you know, they have negotiated everything.
Yeah.
So the camera is not supposed to show them at the same time. So if, like, one person is bored, you wouldn't notice the other one is bored or is watching his watch or something like that and so on. But anyway, I'm taping, and hopefully I'll be able to listen to it later.
And I guess the promises was that the focus of tonight's debate would be on foreign policy and what the differences you see between these two candidates.
Definitely. Iraq will, I have no doubt, will dominate, and it has become an important factor in this election, at least on a rhetorical basis. I mean, it may not be the decisive in the sense that whoever stays or doesn't stay in Iraq as much, but Iraq will be an issue that it basically dominates the whole foreign policy issues of the election, which usually foreign policy is not a point of debate as much or the determining factor in the domestic American election. But in this case, this year in Iraq, and who does in Iraq what, and whether they are able to solve this better or not, or whether they can stand up better to the terrorists or not, and so on, has become a major issue. So it cannot be denied that it is a mighty factor.
Professor Mahdi, what is your observation of what differences these two candidates have basically in their approach to the Middle East? Let's start from there.
There are a number of ways one could approach this. First of all, the Middle East is a big gamut, and one has to be very careful, and the policies of the United States will not be, one brush type of policy that would apply to everybody in the Middle East. The fact is that you have Syria, you have Iraq, you have Saudi Arabia, Turkey, Jordan, Egypt, and then the Persian Gulf and Israel. So all of these are different countries with different kind of dynamics taking place in each one of them. And Afghanistan, even though it's not a part of the Middle East, but in a way it is in terms of tied together in that sense of the term. So from my perspective, there will be some basically continuity. We are not going to see, for instance, whether Kerry or Bush, I don't think there will be any major differences in terms of the U.S. policy toward Egypt, Jordan, Turkey, and basically the Gulf countries, all of them, more or less. I think we are going to see pretty much both of them, whether Bush or Kerry. They will continue in the same line. Of course, the tone will change, and that's a very important factor, of course, in Iraq. If Kerry gets elected, his tone of the administration and his emphasis could make a difference in terms of the kind of perception the United States will have in the Middle East. The perception that U.S. has currently in the Middle East is really bad, so bad that now, in fact, I just read a few minutes ago, reports that are coming from the Arab world that the negative perception of the United States has moved from the fundamentalist sector and the religious sector now to the popular movie, and it just becomes such a widespread and universal. So I think Kerry's election or success or winning might, and of course all that depends on how Kerry will handle this, at least there are some indication that Kerry might change that or begin to change that process. To what extent can he really put a brake on it, and how successful will he be or not? Of course it depends on many, many other factors. That's one factor in that regard.
Okay. Let's break it down to different regions. I guess you basically mentioned like Egypt and Jordan and
Egypt, Jordan,
and Turkey
and so both countries.
Those are not, in your opinion, in my opinion, there wouldn't be any change.
Right.
But let's break it down.
To the main, maybe major country. Saudi Arabia is another country that I think, to a large extent, we will not see a major change, but we will see some kind of a change. So in the campaign, Kerry has been very negative towards Saudi Arabia, and also has been talking about beginning to explore different kinds of energy strategy, and that we probably will see domestically, and he also connects that to the dependence on Saudi oil. I doubt that we will see much of a difference here. I think he will pursue some of different kind of a strategy on domestic energy, but dependence on Saudi oil will continue, and support for the Saudi family will continue, with some pressure on the Saudi family to continue to reform. Then there comes the question of Arab-Israeli situation. So far, Kerry has said he will begin to engage the two parties again. I do not think in the long run the strategy between Bush and him would be quite different in terms of their emphasis, because both of them are extremely loyal to the state of Israel and the security of Israel, which most of Americans are. I mean, basically all American politicians are, but generally I would say that Kerry would stick with the same policy. Now, the difference is going to be this on Arab-Israeli situation. Kerry's hand will be tied, even though he may desire to engage Palestinian and Israelis again and become more active like Clinton to pursue some kind of a peace negotiation. His hand will be pretty much tied to what goes on in Israel. In other words, if Ariel Sharon continues to be there, and whoever is in power is going to determine the internal dynamic of Israel, will pretty much determine what Kerry will do. And that has an implication for the rest of the policies of the United States in Iraq, as well as the whole Muslim world. Now we come to Iraq. My feeling is that Kerry's election will definitely be a positive change for the Iraq policy, in the sense that at least the posture will be changed. Bush has literally have burned all the bridges behind him. And his policy has been a disaster. It was a wrong war. It was an illegal war. It was a war which went in with all kinds of controversial as well as suspicious motivations. And now it has turned to be a disaster both for Iraq, the Middle East, as well as for the United States. So my feeling is that Kerry's election might change the tone and the atmosphere and environment within which he will work. However, that's where it stops. The changes are really just that far. Because a great deal of what will happen in Iraq has to do with the U.S. Presence there is not going to just simply end. Kerry has already said it will take 4 years to get to leave. My feeling is that those factors will be determined pretty much by what happens in Iraq. And I think those are the important issues that neither of the candidates have actually talked about or are willing to talk about. And that is, what would the Iraqis do? What do the terrorists do there? What are the different groups who are engaged, different insurgent groups who are engaged in the activity? What are different groups' players have to do? For instance, just a few minutes ago, again, there's a reporting I haven't been able to read the whole thing, indicating that actually there has been a number of meetings between some of the three of the states, southern regions of Iraq, that they are meeting with each other and they are planning to actually declare the area, which has almost 80% of Iraqi oil, declare it autonomous, just like the Kurdish area, in a formula of its own federal formula. If that happens, pretty much it, you know, changes the formula and it changes the situation. So I think we need to be careful as what the situation comes in. My feeling is that the internal dynamics in Iraq will dictate and will have more say than actually the administration. Now, there is another factor, and that is that both of these two parties, whether Bush or Kerry, even though they do not say it, at least Bush administration doesn't say it clearly now, my feeling is that as soon as the election is over and if Bush gets reelected, there are all indications out there that even military generals and most of the security literature that I do read, and these are open literature, not I don't have any access to classified document, but the stuff that have been published, if you follow, they are talking about the departure. They are talking about an exit strategy. And it is very likely that Bush's strategy would not be quite different than Kerry in the sense that they will go ahead and plan to move American out of the scene totally and leave the state of Iraq to itself and its own devices and basically pull into the bases and continue to maintain the bases as long as they can, you know, stay within those bases and give the indication that they will leave in so many years or so many months and so on, and depending on how things will evolve in the middle again, as I said, internally. There are two other countries we haven't talked about. One is Syria.
Let's get a short break,
Iran.
And then we're going to talk about that. Let me ask you do a point of clarification. You mentioned the southern regions of Iraq. This means the Shiites dominate.
Yes, it is the three Shias state.
So now we're going to have a three regions, basically the central, which is sometimes called as the Sunni Triangle, and
right.
The south, and then the north is the Kurdish area, and basically north and south pretty much cover the most of the oil fields.
80% of oil is in this side, and then there at the Kurdish area also has another 10-15% of oil if Mosul goes in toward the Kurdish area, supposedly. And it will leave basically the Sunni triangle pretty much or corner pretty much without any oil.
Mm-hmm.
And that will basically it will spell the beginning of the civil war.